If it's happening outdoors, it's happening right here on Fox 103. The Outdoor Show has it all. Tune in for tips, tricks, stories, and how-tos. The Outdoor Show with Adam Carpenter and your friends at today's new hit country, Fox 103.
Well, joining us again on The Outdoor Show, Walt Noah from Black Duck Sporting Clays and Hunting Preserve with another dog training tip. Welcome back, Walt.
Thank you.
And last time we said we're going to talk about controlling the beginning of a hunt and controlling the end of a hunt with your dog. What did you mean by that?
That means the dogs stay in their crate or the dog box until you're geared up and you've got all your stuff and everybody's ready to go. Then we put dogs on the ground. Years ago, it took us a long time to figure this out. We couldn't figure out why we had dog fights all the time. We'd all get together. And the first thing we did, we let dogs out of the crates, and all the dogs are playing and sniffing, and we're getting ready to go, and pretty soon you have a dog fight. If you leave the dogs in the box till you're ready to go, you're not going to have that. Same when you get back. As soon as you get back, put them in a crate, give them water, then stand around and talk about the hunt.
And you can kind of see, I understand why, you know, guys show up with their pickup trucks and their dogs, and they want to get their dog out and show it off.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and you also hear about people that say, you know, I got to get my dog out and let it work off some energy before it hunts well. What's that about?
That would tell me that you don't have your dog under control.
Because you should be able to channel that energy, right, into the hunt.
If you have to run that dog for half a mile before he'll listen to you, he's listening to you because, number one, he's tired out. But what you've done is you've taken the best portion of that dog, the best part of the hunt that you're going to have from him, away from him. Because now you've put a tired dog into the field.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you have to run your dog for half a mile before you do a hunt, your dog's not in control.
And I think you probably should touch on the idea, and correct me if I'm wrong, there's some consistency that you should bring through from a training session doing the same thing to a hunt.
Absolutely. It is the same thing. You can't do a training session with three dogs down on the ground at the same time. So dogs come out of the crate or box or their kennel, whatever it's going to be, to the training table, wool barrel, whatever it's going to be. When you're done, they go back before the next dog comes out.
All right. Well, thank you, Walt. Anything else you want to add about this?
Just be consistent. That's the biggest part of dog training, and repetition.
Like you always say, don't give a command you can't enforce.
That is correct.
That was Walt Noah from Black Duck Sporting Clays. Give me your number in case they have any questions.
906-399-0557.
And this is The Outdoor Show, only here on Fox 103.